you know, we sustain ourselves and we very, very agile. We can move with whatever going on, and we did so this past 2 years or 3 years in the pandemic when Alcoholics Anonymous, you know, went go virtual. And, you know, people were still getting sober and staying sober. Thank God for the virtual platform, yeah? And then I hear plenty of people talk about that as like was negative too. You know, everybody really, really loved the part about being live again and, you know, face-to-face too. I'd have it both ways. Yeah, it doesn't matter to me. I just stay sober today. That's my goal, and that's my only goal. I come from a long line of alcoholics, and my family, especially my dad's side. My dad was one of those angry Kanakas, like every other time we was getting lickings. We got lickings for nothing. We got lickings for something. And then we got lickings when I got lickings from my friends. Yeah, you know? And the funny thing about us growing up was we got lickings at each other's house, and that was okay. That was normal. Another kind. I went to Daryl's house. He didn't get lickings. He came to my house. I got lickings. We went to Ronald's house. They didn't get lickings. We just got lickings. You know? But we also in drink. Every house had painas, parties, right? And every house you could go and just get drunk, feel no pain. I'm not going to say alcohol, you know, drinking wasn't bad. It was good fun at the beginning. It was good fun. I had a blast drinking. And all of a sudden, you know, got dangerous, right? Putting ourselves in difficult places. Car accidents, fights, jails, you know, riots and stealing and robbing and scamming and tripping. And just got out of hand. Came to the point where, like, when you went to each other's house, you was feeling a little bit shame because, you know, you did something and you never know you did them, but everybody was telling you did them. Yeah. And you did them. And you was doing bad things to each other, too, growing up, too. And we all thought, too, at that time was normal. That kind of stuff was normal, you know. And now here in you know, learning about ourselves, identifying ourselves and learning about our disease and pretty much our disease telling us that we know more on disease kind of thing, you know, allows us to think that way. And so we thought that way. That's just was the natural thing that we did. We just went with it, sort of say, right? You know, we had domestic violence. You had incest going on in our houses, inside our families and stuff like that. That was normal stuff that was going on. Aunties and uncles, you know, scrapping each other, making out with each other, you know, whatevers. And that was normal, right? And the funny thing, too, about that was that we kind of knew in our heart of all hearts that that was not right. That was not right. We knew that. You know, I don't know about anybody else, but my drinking, everybody told me how bad I was in my drinking before I ever knew. But then at the same time, too, I kind of knew. And then I tell myself, oh, I was the last one to know. Wow. So, like, boom, you know, that kind of wake up a little bit, no? And after a while, we think the same way over and over and over again. And we do the same thing over and over and over again. And then the sad part about that is we expect one different result. We think, oh, this is going to be different this time. How many times? This time. You know, like, this time. Yeah. Tackle them, bro. Tackle who? You know, and sometimes we don't know what time. You know, most of the times I never know. I just went with the flow. I went do what I thought was best at the time, right? And, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing was best at the time. You know, I have no excuses for the way I've acted. The only thing I did was I made right the wrong, right? I've turned around my life today, and I've